Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Sun tells us Kate Middleton was known as Fit Kate by pals, and lads were jealous of people who dated her. During her gap year following a three-month trip to Florence, Kate signed up to work on the BT Global Challenge yacht in Southampton, and she proved to be a hit, says The Sun. Kate also started dating fellow deckhand Ian Henry during their time there. According to the Mail on Sunday, a fellow crewmate said, "Everyone called her Fit Kate, and the lads were very jealous when she got together with Ian. It was a summer romance, nothing serious, and it ended when they went their separate ways to start university." Kate's first serious boyfriend was Harry Blakemore, who left young Kate heartbroken when things didn't work out. The pair met while studying at Marlborough College in Wiltshire, and it said the Duchess was hung up on the hockey captain when she jetted to Florence for a gap year in 2001. Speaking to the Mail on Sunday, a school friend previously claimed she spoke about him all the time and he seemed to have messed her around quite a bit. To Harry Blakemore we say, oops. This time Kate needed permission to go jetting around the world. The Queen had to grant special permission for Prince William and Kate Middleton to go on a holiday as a family. The Mirror had the breakdown as to why. Due to a set of strange rules created to protect the royal lineage, senior members of the family are often not allowed to fly together unless their journey is approved by Her Majesty. With the Cambridge family heading abroad, it was questioned whether the rule would come into play. When George turns 12, he will be required to fly separately from his father. This is because William and George are second and third in line to the throne respectively, which means they must travel separately in case something tragic happens during their journey. The rule also forbids Charles and William from flying together, as well as Charles and the Queen. In the past, the Cambridges have flown with their children. William was granted special permission from the Queen to bend these rules when his son was 9 months old and the family travelled to Australia and New Zealand in 2014. In addition, the Queen granted permission to the couple in September 2016 when they travelled with George and Charlotte to Canada. The Cambridges flew together again during a tour to Poland and Germany in July 2017, taking a total of 3 flights together. However, the family appears to have sometimes followed the rule in the past, for example in December 2014 when they travelled to New York. Their son remained at home with his nanny and grandmother, Carol Middleton. The royal family's press office told Newsround they had to ask the Queen for permission, but she said yes. While there is no official rule on this and royal heirs have travelled together in the past, it is something that the Queen has the final say on. Palace Intrigue will be right back. With Halloween approaching, Royal Central has been sharing tales of royal ghosts, including the time of the Tudors and the sad story of a teenage queen, Catherine Howard. Royal Central's tale is of the fifth wife of Henry VIII, who is said to run screaming through the royal palace where she discovered her king had abandoned her following accusations of adultery. Catherine Howard was in splendid residence at Hampton Court Palace when, on November 1, 1541, Henry was presented with evidence that the young wife he had publicly adored had been unfaithful to him. The king was praying in the chapel royal as guards were sent to Catherine's rooms, and she was told she was under arrest. Terror immediately descended on her, and the preparations were made to take her into custody. She broke free and ran through the long gallery separating from her husband. Her screams echoed through the famous palace as she tried to get Henry's attention in a frantic bid to remain free. She failed. Catherine was taken from Hampton Court that same day and would never see Henry again. She was imprisoned in Sion Abbey for 3 months before being taken to the Tower of London, where she was executed on February 13, 1542. Despite that, her ghost is said to haunt Hampton Court. For centuries, people have claimed to see and hear a young woman screaming as she runs along the corridor where Catherine made her bid for freedom. It is now called the Haunted Gallery. Speaking of scary stories, today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by the new podcast, Where the Living Meet the Dead. On Where the Living Meet the Dead, raconteur Robert Edgerly tells ghost stories in one of our favourite ghoulish cities, Savannah, Georgia. Robert has curated tales that are a mixture of myths, murders, and suspense that takes your imagination winding down the cobblestone streets of one of the oldest and most curious of cities. Where the Living Meet the Dead is available now wherever you get your podcasts. And Cambridge News tells us it is Kate Middleton who buys the children's Halloween costumes. Kate has been previously spotted in her local Sainsbury's, where she stocked up on Halloween outfits for Prince George and Princess Charlotte. Kate was seen at the supermarket on the Hardwick Industrial Estate, Norfolk, in 2019, and was overheard asking some of the children in the store what they thought they were going to dress up as. Kate may have a new rival in the world of photography, according to People, who share that Prince Harry served as head judge for a photo competition held by Well Child, a charity focused on the well-being of seriously ill children, of which Harry is patron. The contest, titled Hopes and Dreams, My Life Through a Lens, helped illustrate what life is like for young people living with serious health needs and their families. In a statement, Harry said, "The children and families I've had the honor of meeting over my years working with Well Child have shown incredible optimism, courage, and resilience. I wasn't only proud to participate as a judge in this exhibition, I was deeply moved by each and every photograph, as they capture a moment and say so much about their personal story. Every person who is part of the Well Child family is a true inspiration. Congratulations to all the entries and a special cheer to the winners." Ruby Smallman, 13, of Liverpool, was named the winner of the competition with her photo, Hope in an Oak, showing a small girl standing next to a gigantic tree. The photo competition is reminiscent of Kate's Hold Still Photography project. Last year, the Royal Mum encouraged people across the UK to capture life amid the coronavirus lockdown, resulting in a poignant digital gallery and book. Kate, who studied art history at the University of St. Andrews, has described herself as an enthusiastic amateur photographer. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.